Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go with Alicia Mazel, and we are asking, as she was on her Facebook page, a beautiful picture of her looking so leisurely on the beach in Mexico. You're going to want to check it out. I actually have it up on my page. It'll put you in the right frame of mind for what we're going to be talking about today. But we need your help, and all of our lines are open. If you could go any place this summer and travel, where would it be? In the eastern part of the country or anywhere else, but really focusing on those eastern vacations from Ocean City, Maryland, you know, and Jersey to Virginia Beach to the Carolinas, you know, places like the Outer Banks, Topsail, into the Sunshine State of Florida on the Gulf Coast, wherever it may be. Call us, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Looking forward to a few tips and tricks when it comes to travel for the summer season, 866-391-1020. But 800-354-8761 is how you can reach them to dream it, plan it, book it. Alicia, how are you?
Good. How are you, Rob?
One thing is for sure, travel has never been more intense and rip-roaring and fun, and people are leaving, and they were leaving in large numbers over Memorial Day, and I don't think that's going to slow down anytime soon.
No, I don't think it will slow down. People are excited to travel, and as I was just telling you, I have a lot of home improvements to do, and I'm not letting that stop me. And that's kind of where I got the idea for some of these trips that we're going to talk about today. So you can still travel, and it doesn't have to be overly expensive, whether it's driving to one of those East Coast beaches you're talking about or even flying somewhere like Florida or Las Vegas.
Well, you know, here's the thing. That stuff's going to be there when you get back.
Yeah.
And a week or two is not going to make a difference on a new roof or windows or whatever you're doing, okay? Tearing up the concrete possibly in your driveway. Whatever you're doing, the show must go on because these are memories that you're never going to get again.
Exactly. And you can always find something within your budget. And on the way here, I was even thinking, if you're looking to do local destinations and you have a AAA membership, you can use the Show Your Card and save discounts for hotels within driving distance from Pittsburgh. So you can really take advantage of your AAA membership and get some great rates using your card to save, or even calling your local travel agent at 1-800-354-8761 or stopping into your local branch.
And she's got some great destinations and properties in Las Vegas that we'll get to after the break. But hey, your summer vacation, if you could go again, or maybe you're going this year, or you just want to share a few thoughts of your travel itinerary, and maybe it's a place that it's a tank of gas away or a short plane flight from somewhere in this great state of Pennsylvania, because they've got airports other than Pittsburgh and people listening on that Odyssey app. So whatever is on your mind in the way of travel, we'd love to hear it. Maybe an Amtrak trip, we would love to hear it. And also what has become so popular, cruising, but instead of catching a plane, you take your automobile to your place of, you take off and head on that cruise. People are driving to places like Baltimore, and the world of travel is there for you, and there are just too many recipes for success for you to let this summer season slip by.
Yeah, I agree. I just had a friend go out of Newark into Bermuda. So it's a great way to see Bermuda. Sometimes the flights aren't, you know, it's not always as easy. Cruising is a good way to go to Bermuda, and you can go out of Baltimore or Newark to visit that lovely island.
One thing that came out of the pandemic that was good, people rediscovered America again. Nobody stopped traveling when it came to America during the pandemic, and now people have fallen in love with those driving vacations all over again and going to places like, you know, the Mighty Five, or even going as close as Lake Erie. And if you need a hotel reservation and you need the game plan, AAA can do that for you as well. You get the app for your smartphone, you can get hotel rates, the price of gas, and if you even want the old trip tick, you guys can do that.
Exactly. We still do the triptychs. I have people asking me that all the time, if we still do triptychs. They look a little bit different than they used to, but a lot of people still come in our AAA branches for their triptych for their local drive destination. Our tour books are now electronic. So you can get the AAA mobile app and look at tour books for the different states right on your phone. And you'll have the most up-to-date information and the most up-to-date information on AAA discounts.
So you were in Mexico.
Yes. That,
what a beautiful picture. You look like you were nothing but sheer relaxed in that picture on the beach. You were dressing as though you were on vacation, very leisurely and just full of light, life, and the sun was shining bright and the water was absolutely crystal blue. Tell me about that vacation a little bit more.
So that was our February vacation in Mexico. We actually flew into Cancun and the resort wasn't too far from the airport. It was about a 15-minute transfer and we were at our resort relaxing, enjoying the sunshine in the pool within a half hour from landing at the airport. So it was really great. It was an all-inclusive resort. So on your all-inclusive resorts, that's going to include your meals, drinks, entertainment, taxes, tips. So you can pay one price for your vacation and really not spend anything else once you arrive. But there are options to go off the resort, do some shopping, do an excursion. We did a catamaran trip, which was absolutely beautiful. The catamaran stopped in the middle of the ocean, and we did some snorkeling. We stopped at a pier and had some lunch. And we were actually just talking about this lunch we had in Mexico. The person we were with, he ordered lobster off of the menu. And the waiter said something to another one of the guys working, and he goes running down the pier, dives in,
no,
and pulls out the live lobster. And this thing was huge. We all took pictures with it, and they cooked it, and that's what we had for lunch.
That's about as fresh as it gets.
Absolutely.
Right out of the sea. All right, now, when we come back, why do you think Las Vegas just continues to do what it does? Because it went through a period, and I've been doing this show a long time, that it was Sin City. And then it became from the Rat Pack and places like Sands and the Dunes and the Aladdin. Then it became Circus Circus and families were showing up. But then what stays in Vegas, completely reinvented itself. You've got these residencies of these major stars. Rooms are filling up like back in the heyday when Elvis would roll into town and do a month straight. Las Vegas never ceases to amaze me. And the reason is because they continue to evolve.
Absolutely. And I enjoy talking about Las Vegas because I think that every time that I visit, it changes. It's a different trip. It's a different destination. And I always say you can make Vegas whatever you want to make it. If you're a gambler, if you like good food, you can find great restaurants. If you enjoy the shows, you can do that. And as Rob said, there's a lot of things for the family. And if you want to take a trip to the Hoover Dam, Grand Canyon, you can do things outside of Las Vegas. So you can really turn it into whatever type of vacation you want. And I'll tell you what, I've been there about 10 times, and every time it has been a different experience.
Well, you know, there are some people that don't gamble, but I like a dark room and the sound of slot machines and, you know, the cheap drinks and the 99-cent breakfast buffet. And I like because there's no clocks. And when you go in, it may be 9 at night and then you leave at 6 in the morning. I've only been there a couple of times. Once I went in with a significant other, so it was a little different. The other time I was with a guy who was a hardcore. I love to gamble, but I'm smart about it. And he was a lot older than me. He was a dear friend. I met him when I was a maitre d' at a restaurant. And he took me to Vegas in 1977. We stayed at the Hacienda, which is no more. Red Fox was playing there. They were doing Keno in the cafeteria. I loved it. And when I went back years later to Caesar's Palace, all the glitz, glamour of that beautiful hotel and all the memories, Las Vegas has withstood the test of time. And like a fine wine, it just gets better.
Absolutely. And don't forget about Fremont Street.
Oh, that yeah. Old
school. Great experience. I actually, a few times ago, I ziplined all the way down Fremont Street. They have a zip line now. So that was quite an experience. And those are quite some pictures I have of that. But really interesting things to do in Las Vegas. And I think that people's head, it just goes to gambling, right? That's a place to go and gamble. But there's so much more to do and so much good food. I always like to find some restaurants and, you know, unique places to eat in different cities I go to. And Vegas really has those options.
Well, do yourself a favor. And I did this when I was there the last time, about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer now. I told a cab, just leave the meter running and take me around Vegas. Because cabbies know everything. We were on Fremont Street, and this guy knew every story, every moment, every star, talking about when Sinatra came into town, the place just lit up. So Las Vegas, if you love good stories and you like things that are real and relative, just tell a cabbie to keep the meter running when you're on your way back to the airport so you can spend a little extra because you know you're not going to be gambling that money that night. And I think you'll get a true perspective on how amazing Las Vegas is. Las Vegas, two great properties in the spotlight when we get back. Alicia Maisel is here. You're Las Vegas. What do you love about it? 866-391-1020. Would you recommend Vegas as a summer vacation? I think they should make a movie about that. All right, we'll be back. Stay with us. All right, so here's the deal. Whether it's Vegas or it's as close as Erie, where has it been that you have traveled or where you want to go? We would love to hear from you. All of our lines are open. We need your help. We want to get some travel ideas out there because it's that time of year heading into the first full week of, yes, summer after Memorial Day. So people are in that thought process. They're in that zone. And we want to get as many calls as we can. We're going to get back to the Vegas itinerary in just a bit. But I want to get Richard on here from Dayton. Dick, go ahead. You're on KDK. How are you? What's your question?
Oh yeah, Rob. I was just telling your screener, I grew up, I think I've told you before, up north.
Yes.
You know, a little town, Oberlin. And my aunt and my uncle and my uncles, we used to go, they'd take me up to the lake, like Lake Erie, or we'd go to Sandusky. And my cutest days up there, we used to see the oar boats come in to dock there in Lorraine, you know, and then Huron. That was one of them. And Dad moved down here. As you know, I played in the, if anybody would like to travel to Cincinnati, or that area there by Lawrenceburg, they've got like little river boats, and you get back to the stuff, the old Dixieland music, and it's a beautiful sight. See, I'm 4 hours from four hours from Cleveland, and just about an hour from Cincinnati, but those are many beautiful scenes down there, Rob.
Let me tell you something. I spent many years ago in a life far, far away at Cedar Point in Sandusky, and I went to Pudding Bay.
Yeah.
And we rode bikes, and it was truly, I was just too young and dumb to understand how great it was. You know what I mean? But I look back on it, and I would love to go back there. And staying at the Breakers at Cedar Point, if you have kids, it's a once-in-a-lifetime, every summer type of trip. Go ahead, Alicia.
Yeah, absolutely. And going back to Erie, there's some beautiful properties to stay at in Erie. Sheraton Bayfront, they do offer a AAA rate as well. We've stayed there several times for business trips, Tracy, Marita, and I, and we've really enjoyed eating there and looking over the lake. It's just a really beautiful hotel.
Dick, great call. That's exactly what we were looking for. Before I get to Diane, so one year when I was doing like five TV shows, working crazy, not going anywhere, I finished a TV show and I'm in a suit. And I said, I saw 279 Erie. It was the middle of the day and I didn't have anywhere to be till that night. I drove to Erie, rolled up my pant legs, unfastened my tie, and sat on the beach for like 2 hours and came back and went to work. And
yeah, it's more beautiful than people think.
It is. And Prescott gets like 4 million people a year. The wineries, and now you've got Prescott Downs up there. So it's a great place. Diane, we're talking vacations. I want to hear from you folks. 866-391-1020. Hey, Diane, you're on the air with Rob Pratt and Alicia Maisel, KDK. How are you?
There, I'm wonderful. I just returned from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and it truly is an absolute treasure. I've been traveling probably for nearly 50 years of my life, and Santa Fe is just filled with art galleries, museums, Native American history. It has a beautiful plaza. Just a very, very easygoing, gentle town to be in, especially this time of the year. I would love to go back in a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of your more underrated destinations, right? Everybody's so busy talking about everywhere else, and we forget about New Mexico and the beauty of that state. I've traveled there, not to Santa Fe, but my sister lived in New Mexico. So I've been, and I would agree, a beautiful place to travel to.
Yes, 30 years ago, I went to the Hot Air Balloon Fiesta in Albuquerque, which was a fabulous experience, and going up in a hot air balloon was wonderful. And I went to Santa Fe for an afternoon, but there's not much you can do just in an afternoon. And the state capitol in Santa Fe is the oldest capitol in the United States. It has artwork inside. They have Museum Hill, which has four museums. And if you like Georgia O'Keeffe, not only do they have their her museum, but an hour away, her house is there to tour. But I highly recommend Santa Fe, New Mexico to anyone that is an art lover and just wants to get away for a wonderful, wonderful trip.
Yes, and speaking of, AAA does have a trip to Albuquerque for the Balloon Festival. That's nice. October 12th through the 17th. $33.15 per person based on double occupancy. So that came to mind as soon as we started talking Balloon Festival.
Good stuff. Hey, thank you. That was a great, very descriptive call, Diane. We'd love to hear from you. Come on, that vacation, what you could recommend. So you get to be the AAA travel agent for the next 40 minutes or so. Call us. Our lines are open at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Okay, let's get back to this information. You can find it at AAA.com/radio. Las Vegas. And what do you have for us today?
Yeah, okay. So staying out west, Las Vegas, a great destination, easy to get to from Pittsburgh if you're flying out of Pittsburgh. Southwest has those nonstop flights, as I mentioned earlier. So we're looking at August 1st through the 5th. If you're looking for a getaway this summer, why not Las Vegas? Treasure Island, August 1st through the 5th, with round-trip air and your five-night resort stay at the Treasure Island Hotel, $623.50 per person. So that's four nights, hotel and air, for $623.50 per person. What a great price for a last-minute summer getaway.
You know, it may not be Freeman Street like Binion's and others, but the Golden Nugget, but Treasure Island has got a great history in Las Vegas. And it's one of those hotels, when somebody says Treasure Island, you know they're talking about Las Vegas.
Exactly. And you could walk through that hotel, or really any of the hotels in Las Vegas, and they're a sight to see themselves. You can spend a whole day touring the hotel and just looking at the different unique features each property has.
All right, up next in Las Vegas.
So we're looking at the Mirage Las Vegas. This is August 1st through the 5th, again, with round-trip flights from Pittsburgh, including that five-night resort stay. This is only $672.50 per person based on double occupancy. So you're under $700 per person for both of these properties, including your transportation to get there and your hotel stay. So these are really great prices to get to Las Vegas and enjoy all the things Las Vegas has to offer. Whether you want to go check out the hotels or visit the new Link experience, that's that big Ferris wheel that you see that overlooks Las Vegas, getting to Fremont Street, getting your gambling fix in, or even visiting the Hoover Dam. Las Vegas is definitely a place to visit. 1-800-354-8761 or visit your local branch. AAA branches are open on Saturday afternoons.
What do you all love to do when you're in Vegas? It shows you like to gamble, you like the food. Hey, what is it that you like to do in Las Vegas? What is it you like to do on summer vacation? Maybe some summer travel tips and information. We need your help. We want you to call us 866-391-1020. How do you spend on spending your summer vacation, and maybe that summer that was memorable for you, maybe a bucket list vacation. Call us, 866-391-1020. All right, minute before the break, and we'll come back, pick up on Tampa and Clearwater, Florida. And I'm going to ask folks, Atlantic side or the Gulf side, what's your favorite? But what's the big Ferris wheel or whatever it is? And you've been there in London. What is that big wheel? I see it in every movie. Can you actually ride that thing?
Yes, you can. That's the Eye of London. So we were there on a business trip. Right. I joined a friend on a business trip, and we did not purchase tickets in advance, and we could not get on. Lines are long. The tickets are sold out. So if that's something you want to experience in London, you definitely have to purchase your tickets in advance. Your AAA travel agent can help you with those things. Booking tickets in advance, taking advantage of companies that offer AAA discounts. So, yes, that's quite an interesting
And if anybody has ever ridden the Eye of London, I'd love to hear from you, because you got Big Ben, the London Bridge, and the Eye of London. That's all you see. All right, 866-391-1020. Talk to us. We want some travel ideas. We're going to take some more calls in the next segment, and we've got much more with Alicia Maisel on KDKA. I'll tell you what, getting a lot of good calls today for Alicia Maisel, AAA Central's Talking Travel. And Tom is in Moon Township, and he's got some ideas for some possibilities. Go ahead, Tom. You're on KDKA.
Yeah, as I was telling your screener, Rob, I'm thinking about taking an extra day, 4th of July weekend, and going down to Charlestown, Harper Ferry, Maryland area. So I'd be interested in hearing any ideas or things to do in that area. And I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right, Tom, thanks. You know, for years on this show, and I've been around a few, we used to talk about Riverboat, American Queen, this and that, like Wellsburg, West Virginia, places you could stop, shops, eateries. So there are ways to get from point A to point B, and they're still doing some riverboat travel, and AAA knows all about that.
Yeah, riverboat travel is something that's available and getting popular, actually. We advertise it a lot in our motorist. I think that you've probably seen that, Rob.
Yeah, sure.
Riverboat travel is an option. It's with American Cruise Line. You caught me on the spot here.
You're good. Go ahead.
And there's some great itineraries. And when you're talking that domestic travel, right, that's exciting to be able to still, when you're going on cruise ships and river cruises, a lot of people are thinking the European cruises and the islands and Alaska. But to be able to travel domestically on those river boats, it's a really unique experience.
Well, when you think about it, it was the inception that now has become on the waterways and Viking, the river cruises. They're a lot bigger, but the process is the same thing, being close to the shore, seeing people in real time, and really getting up close and personal.
And I think Kristen and I actually talked about this the last time we were on, and they give you a really unique experience, right? When you're doing those riverboat cruises, mm-hmm. you're getting cuisine from the destination that you're at. They're bringing fresh cuisine from the local area. So, you know, you got a lot of those unique features about that.
Good stuff. Okay, let's go to Helen. She wants to talk Lake Erie. Helen, you're on KDKA. How are you?
Well, I really wanted to mention Las Vegas. Because somebody said, is it a good place to take the family for a vacation? I think it is, because I was there. I don't even gamble. And I didn't want to go, but there was four people going, and they talked me into going there. That probably was one of the best trips I ever made. One thing, when you go there, don't rent a car. Just take cabs from where, you know, if you're going from the hotel to another hotel. And we went to shows every night, but they had a swimming pool. We stayed at Caesar's Palace. So if you take the kids can swim at Caesar's Palace in the swimming pool. And then there's Hoover Dam. And is it Lake Mead that's close by?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't go, but two of the people rented a car and went to Hoover Dam and Lake Mead. And they said there was a shopping mall somewhere near there. And they said it was wonderful. Well, anyway, you don't have to gamble. All you have to do is walk around. Caesar's Palace was as big as Monroeville Mall. I think the kids would have a good time in Las Vegas. And Presque Isle, that was a wonderful place to go. It's clear water. It's not salt water. And it's close to Pittsburgh. You can drive up there, and you can just go from one beach to the other. Those two were probably the best trips I ever took, and I've taken a lot of trips. So Presque Isle, go there. Take the kids there. It's wonderful.
All right. A lot of these water parks, you know, you can actually just go book a hotel and spend the entire time at the pool. Kids are happy. Everyone's happy. Mom and dad get a little downtime. Take the grandparents. Everybody can enjoy. Go over it with the grandparents watching the kids or vice versa, and go to the casino or watch the horses run at Presque Isle. It's an incredible place, and it's just a few hours away. But you were going to say something about Las Vegas malls.
Yeah, Las Vegas. I couldn't agree more that could be a place for the families. And the pools at each hotel, at all of your major hotels, if you're going to the Mirage or Treasure Island, Planet Hollywood, where whatever hotel you're staying at, specifically Caesar's Palace, they're a destination in themselves. These pools are amazing. So you could, really spend the day at the pool, go to the shows at night. So I couldn't agree more. And you definitely do not need a car. You maybe rent a car for a day if you're going to the Hoover Dam, but there's definitely options to take transportation, buses, things like that.
Absolutely. Okay, speaking of Clearwater, this is different Clearwater as in Tampa, Clearwater, Florida. So it's all yours, Alicia Maisel. Go ahead.
Yeah, Clearwater, a great area of Florida to travel to. So the Gulf side for me all day. I love the Gulf side of Florida. I think the water is beautiful. It is. You can see down to your toes. And that's one of my favorite things about the ocean, because as much as I like going to the ocean, I don't like being in it. So if I'm in there, I got to see my toes. So we're talking about Clearwater Beach. There's actually a Spring Hill Suites on Clearwater Beach that's just right across from the beach. So you just have to walk right across the street and you're on the beach. So we got pricing for you August 1st to the 5th again. This is for your five-night resort stay at the Spring Hill Suites Clearwater Beach with round-trip flights from Pittsburgh. Those are nonstop into Tampa. The price is $887 per person based on double occupancy. Now, that's a really great price. Four nights under $1,000 for your hotel and your airfare. Now, you can rent a rental car there if you'd like, or you can just take an Uber over to your hotel. So depending on what you want to do once you're there, there was options to rent golf carts, things like that. So it just depends. When I travel, I don't like to drive at all. I want somebody to do the driving for me. And when we have all these apps, Uber, Lyft, and so on, there's no reason to need a car if you're comfortable, you know, getting around that way.
So your significant other, how much has he leaned on you now when he travels? And does he travel totally different than you think he would have traveled as a man alone? Because here's my big thing. Men have this thing about cash, okay? Got cash. Cash is king. You work for your money. See your money. You exchange with your money. But I've talked to people who said you shouldn't carry a lot of cash when you're on vacation.
No, I like to have a little bit of cash. I always get some ones out for tipping because I think there's always an opportunity to tip when you're traveling. However, I use my credit cards traveling, and I think that I've taught Brandon that as well. You get extra points while you're traveling too. So accruing those points for different things such as, you know, hotel stays or free airline tickets, things like that. So you always want to definitely use a credit card, and it's safer, right? If you lose it, you just deactivate it.
All right, let's go to another call. You have a lot of calls today. Big fans of Alicia Maisel's with some travel tips and ideas. Keep them coming. 866-391-1020. Here's Donna. You're on KDK. She wants to talk Bermuda. Hi, Donna.
Hi. I have a question about Bermuda, but first, Rob, I want to know if you remember a song called Down in Bermuda in the, well, I don't know how old you are, 50s or 60s? Down in Bermuda, paradise for two.
I'm 66, and I made my living playing music, and a lot of those years playing golden oldies. Let me have a moment to think about it. I'll Google it, and then and then you can talk to her. Go ahead.
Okay. And my question is, what are the best months to go to Bermuda?
Okay, so Bermuda is a short season. So you're going to be traveling to Bermuda if you're taking a cruise. The cruising season is going to be during your summer season.
Okay. I understand it's very expensive, so a cruise is what we have in mind.
Yeah, so like I said, I just had a friend that did a cruise. They went out of Newark, but you can go out of Baltimore as well. There's like five-night options available, and all your onboard meals and entertainment would be included, but you still have opportunity to spend time on the island.
Right. I would like to do a couple of tours. I don't know what they have to offer, and I don't know personally anybody who has been to Bermuda.
Well, you know, Bermuda has those pink sand beaches, so that's something a lot of people are interested in seeing when they get there.
Right. But what about tours? What is there to go see?
So you'll have, I think there's a lot of historic sites in Bermuda. I haven't been there myself, but when you're taking a cruise, you have an excursion desk. So at that excursion desk, those folks are experts at telling you what to go and see and do based on the activity level you're comfortable with.
Okay. Sounds interesting. Rob, did you find my song?
I did, on the Mercury label, part of the Universal Recording Company from 1957 in August of that year, recorded by a group very familiar with us in Pittsburgh. It was the Dell Vikings and in Bermuda.
Yes.
Vocals by
now,
Norma Wright.
How would I be able to buy that? Who would have it?
Listen, if you Google right now, you're going to see all sorts of ways you can download that. And there are even ways that you can listen to it on YouTube and it won't cost you a cent.
Okay.
So have fun with it, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you have no idea who the Dell Vikings are.
No.
They began their career singing under streetlights and were a cappella singers, which obviously for those of you like me who are sometimes challenged, that means without any music. And they became a phenomenon. And they are from this great community of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. See what you learned on this show? And that happened to also be the year I was born, so that's why I know who the Dell Vikings are. All right, you people just love to torture me, don't you? You tease me, you torture me. 866-391-1020. We'll come back. One more segment, Alicia Mazel. Next hour, it is Minority Health Matters. Zach Moore will be running that hour with Lynn Hayes Freeland and then Beth Andrews, Net Worth Financial Advisors, all still today on KDK with your Pratt Pack. You know, I told Alicia during one of the breaks, this is how we used to always do this show. We got call after call after call after call. And then we just kind of went in kind of a different direction and people wanted more content, which is great. But we love when you call because you're the people out there doing the traveling. And she wanted this today and lots of calls. So let's take another one. Let's go to Mike, who wants to talk about Bermuda on KDK. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. I just wanted to say I very much enjoyed a trip to Bermuda a little bit ago. And really, the architecture there on a lot of the homes is pretty neat. Like the roofs on the houses, they are lime, and they have a specific design on how rainwater is captured for cisterns for the people to, you know, shower, drink, and everything like that in some areas. And the houses are really beautiful colors and. It's probably one of the most friendly places I've ever traveled to. And there are some World Heritage sites to definitely check out. But my favorite beach was at Turtle Bay. I believe that was in St. George's. And it's a family-friendly beach. Part of it is lifeguarded. And there's actually a nature reserve further down the trail at the end of that beach that is not, but a little more secluded and kind of peaceful out there.
I love it. Hey, good call. That sounded like you had a really good trip. So you ever see this show on television, Beachfront Property? It's like, I think, the Discovery Channel. But these are beachfront properties that are like $250,000, $300,000, which is not cheap. But you really get some, like, right on the beach type of properties all over the country. And, you know, a lot of people have summer homes, what have you. But I got to tell you, if you were thinking about retiring, even if it was the Cape and it gets cold in the winter, there's nothing like waking up with the sound of the ocean right out your front door.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the way to go. All right, you've got some cruises here. Let's take care of these before we get out of here. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we are, again, looking for great deals to travel this summer. So we have more in August. Sunday, August 13th on the Celebrity Equinox, there's a cruise going out of Fort Lauderdale, a day at sea, to Grand Cayman, Cozumel, another day at sea, into the Bahamas and back to Fort Lauderdale. For a balcony cabin, you're looking at $959.64 per person based on double occupancy. And a cruise includes your onboard meals, entertainment, taxes, and port charges. So this doesn't include your airfare, but you have your cruise accommodation with your onboard meals and entertainment for $959.64 per person. And that's on Celebrity Equinox, which is actually a cruise line that's on my bucket list.
You've never been on that cruise?
I haven't been on Celebrity, and I will be getting on a Celebrity cruise very soon, I hope.
All right, up next.
Royal Caribbean Cruise. This is the Serenade of the Seas. Monday, August 21st through Saturday, August 26th, five-night Western Caribbean starting in Tampa, a day at sea, Cozumel, Costa Maya, another day at sea, and then back to Tampa. A balcony cabin for $988 $42 per person based on double occupancy. Now, this doesn't include your airfare. However, it includes those onboard meals, entertainment, taxes, port charges. And we were just talking about previously how inexpensive you can get those flights on Southwest down to Tampa.
I think that what people need to do, you should be thinking beach. And whether it's Lake Erie or it's the Atlantic, the Gulf Coast, you just need to pick up the phone, 800-354-8761, and say, I need to beat it to a beach, and you'll find something. There is something that the travel professionals, and she is one of them, and she will make sure that that staff gets what you need. People should understand, if there was ever a time to travel to a beach, now's the time, because everybody is all in. Even if airline prices have gone up slightly, they're still incredibly reasonable, but you can get there. And if you're willing to pay the freight, pick up a few apps along the way just to make sure that you get where you need to go, and you get that big and the most important app, the AAA Central app, you'll find yourself with sand between your toes looking at palm trees sooner than you think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say, you know, use a AAA travel advisor. And
yeah.
I think one thing we learned today, everybody doesn't know everything. And it's fun to get information from different sources. And at AAA, we have such a large network of travel advisors that have actually traveled to some of these places. So if I haven't been there, one of my coworkers have been there. And we can talk to you about the ins and outs, the tips and tricks, and all the details that people have shared with us today. So I think that using a AAA travel advisor is such a huge benefit in just getting some of those little details.
Well, here's what else, too. You realize what we just did over those half a dozen or dozen calls, whatever we took. We went from Lake Erie to Las Vegas to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Bermuda.
And AAA almost has a trip to all of those places, or a value that they could provide to you when you travel to one of those places, such as the Show Your Card and Save discounts at Erie hotels, or we have a AAA featured vacation to the Albuquerque Balloon Festival. So there's a lot of different advantages of being a AAA member and using your AAA travel advisor.
Listen, I've been at this a long time, and they used to always send me on remotes, and we used to do a hot air balloon race in Pittsburgh, across from the Wyndham Grand in the Point State Park, which is, you know, used to be the Hilton. Great hotel property then, an even greater, beautiful place. They've done a great job down there. I was just down there the other day looking at that Wyndham Grand. What a beautiful hotel in the city of Pittsburgh. But I remember being over there for the first time going, okay, what's this going to be? I'm walking across the courtyard thinking, okay, how am I going to make something out of this? Watching those balloons lift off as day broke over the city of Pittsburgh, it was a surreal experience that I can still see in my mind's eye today. Gazing up as the, you know, night was turning into day and the stars were disappearing and the sun was peeking through, and to watch those illuminating colors lift off into the sky. I can't imagine in the backdrop of the desert in New Mexico with the cactus and more how breathtaking that must be.
Yeah, so we can get you booked on that, Rob.
You know what? You know, I really do want to go, and I have to go. I got to get to the Bahamas. I mean, I was watching Lenny Kravitz, the great musician. Okay, I'm a big fan of his. He lives there, and he grows all of his own food and what have you. There's so much in the Bahamas other than just Atlantis, and that's great. But the beaches, the people, tourism, and if you're looking to do something, no matter what it is, water sports or not, you're going to find it. Plus, they got good rum down there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing. If I'm on a cruise that stops in the Bahamas, someone's always asking me to bring back the rum. Can you bring me rum from the Bahamas? So I've heard it's a treat.
So have you ever had a Corona with a lime on the beach?
Absolutely.
That's the only way to
go. Silly question, Rob.
I know.
Silly question.
But that's why I like what you and your significant other do. You do some great work. All of you do. Andrea, and of course, we're going to have Kristen back, and Kaylin, and Tracy, and Marita, and I, which is so excited with that next generation. You just keep doing what you're doing. Tell everybody what you do at East Liberty, because you are the real deal.
I'm the East Liberty branch manager. So in the East Liberty branch, we have your driver motor vehicle operations. So we do those title transfers and car registrations, triptychs, passport photos, international driver's permits, all that fun stuff. And of course, we have a travel agency where we have two travel agents, Anthony and Sandra, who book cruises and tours and car rentals and hotels. And we have some great insurance agents there as well. So it's a big, busy operation. And we're always happy to see anyone stop in.
And don't forget that membership. It's Show Your Card and Save. It's one of the things you want to take on vacation, because wherever you are and that brand is, more times than not, if it's an eatery, it's retail, you are going to be able to show that card and save. It's the only plastic, as I say, in your wallet or purse that actually makes money and saves money for you. It's great seeing you. We'll see you in about a month.
Sounds good.
Have fun. Enjoy your time. Be happy. You're young. It's Pittsburgh. It's the summertime. You're in the world of travel. Life doesn't get much better than that. All right, stay with us. It is Beth Andrews coming up at 1, Net Worth Financial Advisors. But in between, first Saturday of the month in that noon hour, the incredible talent of Lynn Hayes Freeland and a great list of guests each and every time. It's Minority Health Matters. Pat Septak coming up next with the new news. You and I together again tomorrow in just a few hours at 5 a.m. It's your Pratt Pack. Have a great weekend.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.